entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, shit! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Bug Zapper Radio, Best in Show Radio, and Truth Time Theater. Oh no, yes, this one, the DJ New Style Show. My name is Ken. I'll be your waiter for this evening. The specials are Feces Talk with a Side of Piss, Halloween, Election Day, and various topics. My assistant, your friend, my co-host, my friend, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you this fine evening? What's going on, buddy?
I'm feeling very civic.
Civic?
I've done my civic duty.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't.
No.
Didn't do it. And I was going to. I was very
motivated.
You have
no right to complain.
Well, that's what some people say. But some people say the exact opposite. And I don't think... I don't know. I just didn't do it. No reason.
Not that it mattered.
I had a reason to, though. I live in a very quiet development. Cars don't drive by. People don't walk by my house. People don't... Certainly don't approach my door. If somebody knocks on the door, I'm expecting them. Or it's a delivery from like UPS or what have you. This Saturday, within fucking 5 minutes, two people knocked on my fucking door. One was a pair of like high school kids that were selling fucking like $40 pies. I don't know what the fucking, like, I thought the door-to-door sales gimmick was done in the day and age where you could find, like, that there were fucking people that would kill you, rape you, and do all this shit.
Yeah.
Like, when you knew that was the thing, like, I thought the door-to-door shit was done. It was exclusively, like, send your parents to their office and peddle your shit there. But no, these kids have taken to the streets, and they're trying to get the neighborhoods involved. And so I looked at their brochure initially, thinking, okay, 15, 20 bucks maybe? Get a nice dessert you can share with the family. I look, and there's a fucking Oreo cheesecake. $45 fucking. $45 fucking. And it's not like, wow. It's not like it's a three-pack. Number one, I don't need to be eating a fucking Oreo goddamn cheesecake. I'd like to see old age. I'd like to. I'm not really working too well in any other facet of my life to secure
you're
fucking
there
hope.
Mentally. You just have to catch up physically.
But yeah, so the Oreo cheesecake thing, it isn't something that I should be doing, but I was intrigued. If $20, I would get one, share it with the fucking family. $45 fucking. And they had the balls to fucking look back at me with their hopeful doe eyes. Like, but this will go towards the football team and the cheerleaders. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do it. Not going to be able to do it. A 14-inch, I think. Or no, a 12-inch fucking Oreo cheesecake.
Better be 3 feet tall. $40.
It looked like standard fare. Like the dessert that they'd give away whenever Fridays gets a wild hair up their ass and decides to give away chicken wings and a fucking... Yep. And a dessert. Whenever they decide to lump shit together, that's the one slice of pie they fucking just give to everybody. Yeah, so that happened. And then 5 minutes later, the door knock. Again, somebody comes to the door. And I look out the window. past my new deer antler fucking chandelier that Amanda picked out, which I'm fond of now. Initially, cool. I wasn't really too keen on being somebody that had that hanging in their house. A fucking chandelier made out of fake deer antlers right in the front of the fucking house. But I can peer through the window, and I saw like a middle-aged guy's head. So he's pacing kind of back and forth on the stoop. I open the door. Guy gives me his name. He goes, "Hi, I'm Ted, blah, 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 going for the school board. Here's a brochure. I'm just going. I'm putting, face-to-face. I'm getting blah, 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 going out there, getting in the..." I'm like, dude, it's the fucking school board. Like, you're not going to be a senator. You don't need to fucking show your face. I don't give a fuck about the school. I don't give a shit who you are.
I think those are the only people that would, though. It's only people that, like, run for something as low as the school board that would actually get out there and do something like that.
Yeah, and then he's telling me like how excited he is, and he's like, "I'm just basically gotta just let you know I'm alive and shit." And I'm like, dude, I could not give less of a shit about you. And then he said who he was running with, and it happened to be. And I don't know if any of you listening remember when I was Amanda and I were buying our house. We'd gone through a few false starts, I guess you could say. We had a few houses slip through our fingertips. We were almost closed on one, and a few things went wrong, and we didn't get to close on it. And one of the things that went wrong is that our lawyer that we hired just stopped communicating with anybody.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, and I remember that person's name very, very fondly. Well, not fondly.
And that was the guy he was running with?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, that lawyer goes, "Oh, I'm running with so-and-so." And I'm like, "Oh, so-and-so." And as soon as I hear it, I'm like, "Well, I don't give a fuck about the school board or whatever the fuck you're running. I don't give a shit if you're freeholder or goddamn counselor or whatever the fuck you're running for. I am voting for anybody else. I am voting for the exact opposite person than you and your fucking your band of misfits." And of course, I never fucking got to the goddamn
way to follow through.
I wanted to abstain from the governor election. I didn't want to vote for Christie. I didn't want to vote for Barbara Buono.
Nah, I voted Green Party.
And Jay Weedman didn't make a showing this year?
No, I don't think so.
Shit.
But I think he runs for president, I think, doesn't he?
He runs, that's, wow.
Yeah, he doesn't run for governor, he runs for president.
N.J. Weedman runs for president. You would think N.J. Weedman would have his goddamn sensibilities in check enough to at least go for fucking Senate or governor of the state that he labels himself after.
Eh, at least he doesn't half-ass it.
Hey, man, me go for the head office. No, sorry, N.J. Weedman. You didn't run. You didn't get a vote. He was a lock for you, wasn't it? Like, anytime you saw him on the ballot, he had your vote right next to him. Steve?
I never voted
check.
For him.
What? Ah!
I was voted Green Party.
I'd like to Ralph think that Nader. That guy had one vote, and it was you, because he was too fucking baked to vote for himself. Amanda, wake up 9:30. 9:30 in the p.m., I can't do that accent. I can't do that shit at all.
About to hit the streets, man.
Go, man. I got a Skype message from some dude named fucking Marlon LeBlanc, who's just saying, "What's up, DJ?" And I say, "I'm doing a show." And he goes, "Yes, I."
That's I it. And I.
So I'm wondering if that could be N.J. Weedman, just because I'm the only guy who says his fucking name, I think, every year. Every election day, I mention that dude's name for the past, I don't know, 7 years, maybe? Jesus Christ. It might be N.J. Weedman. If you're out there, N.J. Weedman, I'd really like to talk to you and just fucking wonder what broke you. Why is it that you have decided to give up on your political dream? Ah, Christ.
No, N.J. Weedman's real name is Robert Edward Forcion.
Yeah, so the governor race, I didn't want any part of it, but I found out that within 2 minutes it was over. Fucking the polls closed, and they counted one box of votes, and it was fucking done.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I think it was the second largest margin of victory next to Tom Kane or something like that.
Barbara Buono. No, not Bono. No, not Bono. Oh, that commercial just fucking... I think politics aside...
I didn't see that one.
Politics aside, affiliation with Corzine aside, the fact that
Well, that's right. She was in with him, wasn't she?
The fact that she had that commercial where she playfully mispronounced her name and corrected herself and laughed and then said her name correctly, that was enough to net her, I think, 10% of the vote. I don't know how much she fucking got. See, this would have been the year to run. NJ Weedman would have had a fucking showing. Because people didn't want to vote for Christie. They didn't want to vote for fucking Barbara Buono. But
I think a lot of people wanted to vote for Christie, apparently.
Well, a lot of those people who voted. I don't know. I think there was a fair number of people who didn't feel like they had a choice. Like, you voted for the Green Party guy.
Huh?
You voted for some other party.
I didn't really care about either of them. So, if they're both good candidates, I'll go third party. If they're both bad candidates, I'll go third party. But if it's like one person I really like, I'll vote for them.
But if a guy's running on an all marijuana ticket, rides his fucking marijuana van.
That would have been Buono. She was pro legalization.
Yeah, she's pro anything that'll wake people up to fucking vote for her.
Yeah,
the worst.
Yeah, that's all the Democrats.
Yeah, so election day's over. That's one. Yep. It's one step closer to Thanksgiving and then Christmas and Halloween passed. We did the whole fucking Halloween thing.
Yep.
We had that. It came and it went. I don't know how your turnout was, Steve. How did you have a good Halloween? Were you a good candy giver?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was a great candy giver.
Do you have a plan when you open that door? Do you have a some kind of an agenda or at least a set of fucking values that you're going to stick to when you open that door?
I used to. I don't even care anymore. But I was actually
fucking
really
open it up and dump the basket on the steps and say, fuck off.
Just throw the candy at the kid. Grab a handful of, hopefully there's enough, and just throw it at them.
I picture you just fucking
to the door.
In sweats and a flannel with a cereal bowl with like a fucking Rolo and a goddamn mini Baby Ruth. Just fucking dumping it, overturning the bowl in the doorstep and just slamming it. Right in the front of the kid who's been a Power Ranger for 6 years and a fucking and an Iron Man. Just fucking, here you go, fight over it. One Rolo and one mini fucking Baby Ruth.
No, pretty standard. But I was really surprised this year. Every single goddamn kid, every single one, said trick or treat.
Wow.
Which is a complete divergence from the last 10 years that I can remember. Last 2 years there was no Halloween. But yeah, I was really surprised, and then I gave them the candy, and they all said thank you. I was like flabbergasted, and we got 40, 50 kids.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And they were all pretty young. I'd say the oldest was maybe like 12, 13. But even one group of girls came. They were like younger girls, like 8, 9 years old. And there's three of them, and they did like a song and dance.
What?
They were singing some song, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I'm like, they're way into their characters, man. They're having fun.
Was it some, like, blonde bitch who looks like her parents have money with a fucking missing tooth singing about how she loves...
No, but they were dressed
she loves Halloween treats.
No, it was some, like...
cave her fucking stupid face in with a goddamn boot.
with a hard fucking Milky Way and just frozen, throw it at her face.
No. Jesus. No, the Charleston Chew, the full-size Charleston Chew frozen, is a fucking billy club. Mm-hmm. That shit can break a fucking humerus. It will.
You could also, like, do a lot of damage to kids if you get sugar babies and sugar daddies, because those things will really wreck their mouths if they try.
Oh, that shit will fuck up anything, like, the best dentist can ever do.
Yeah, and you know what? I have, like, a permanent retainer on like my top front 8 teeth.
Yeah.
And I broke off 2 of them eating one sugar daddy one time.
Jesus.
It pulled whatever that resin or whatever it is, enamel, ceramic.
Yeah.
It pulled off 2 of those at once. Fuck. And I had this nice wire hanging out of my mouth until I went to the orthodontist and he clipped the wire and just never fixed it.
That'd be $8. Just a fucking quick trim.
Yep.
You must be out your goddamn... You went to Mighty Sharp dentistry office.
The three putzes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you had a song and dance. People were all into it. You had a big show. How many kids do you think you had, Steve? How many times did you have to go to the fucking door? That's what I want
to
know.
See, that's, there were large groups. So I'd say maybe 8 times, but I'd say, you know, 45, 50, 55 kids, somewhere in there.
Wow. Fuck. Now,
there were a couple groups of like 10.
So. I was driving home during like the peak trick-or-treating time, and I was seeing people out, and yeah, so I was surprised. So I'm like, holy shit, we're going to have some fucking kids this year. So I get home from work, and I get to our house, and our house is fucking like as dark as it could possibly darker than the darkest house you could ever imagine, and Amanda's home. And I know she's home, and I open the door, and I'm like, you bought candy. Why is the house so dark, and why are the windows shut and none of the lights on? She goes, I don't want to go to the door. Like, you bought fucking candy. She's like, I'm cooking dinner. And so I finally walk up the steps and I walk in the kitchen, and she turns around and she's got a fucking Thundercats costume on. She's got like 3/4 of a Lion-O fucking Thundercats costume that she bought like 4 years ago. For like $5, she came home with these costumes like 4 years ago, a week after Halloween. $5, she got a fucking Lion-O full body adult costume, and a Panthro, and she's like, now if we get invited to a party, we have costumes. I'm like, first of all, couples.
Wait, if you have a party,
if we get invited to like a Halloween party, we'll have a costume. And I said, first of all. Couples will do the fucking, like, the theme costume. Like, there'll be a Princess Leia and a fucking Darth Vader. There'll be a fucking Princess Peach and a Mario. There will be a male and female component. There's not going to be some, hooray, our marriage is legal in this state union of fucking Lion-O and Panthro. It's never going to fucking happen.
Hey, they passed it in New Jersey. You're good to go.
And she said, well, they didn't have the girl costume, and these were $5. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. We're never going to go. We don't get invited to Halloween parties ever since we trashed the only one that we were invited to. Like, Jimmy invited us to a fucking Halloween party, and we posted a video basically just pointing out how we didn't know anybody and we had the worst time ever, making us probably the worst fucking guests ever. The most uninvitable people you could possibly imagine. So anyway, flash forward 4 years from her buying it to today, to the point on Halloween where she's cooking and wearing a fucking Lion-O costume. And this is not like the kid costumes where it's like a fucking like overalls that are made out of like plastic. This shit has like the fake muscles. It's got it's like
nice.
It's got the hard fucking abs and shit. It's got fucking like the official Thundercats markings, and she's like, "You got your Panthro costume is in the is on this on the couch." And I said, first of all, why the fuck? Like, I get that you bought two cheap costumes, but I always thought I was gonna be fucking Lion-O. I didn't think I was gonna be Panthro, who was clearly the bitch of the two. Panthro is, like, when you compare Lion-O to fucking Panthro, Panthro's the bitch. So I would figure that Amanda would be fucking Panthro, I'd be fucking Lion-O, and at least you could kind of have some kind of comical thing about that. What do you mean you don't know about that, Panthro not being the bitch?
Lion-O is the bitch.
How is Lion-O the bitch in the Thundercats realm?
Because he was a little kid that was, like, dumb and moronical. He was... What are you talking about? Dude, he had the mind of a child. He was 8 years old and then, like, grew up when they landed. Like, he was an adult, but only was alive for 8 years. He was in cryostasis for, like, 20.
Oh, shit, I didn't know the story. I just figured he was the leader.
No, he was stupid as hell.
Why is Panthro constantly fixing his vehicle? That's what I want to know.
He's the engineer of the group.
Engineer my ass. Fucking indentured servant, more like it.
Well, that's why he had the black voice.
Jesus. You know what, Steve? Let's not make it fucking racist here. Let's not make it racist. So anyway, I'm like, you know what? There's kids out. I'm going to have fucking fun with this. Amanda's got a Lion-O costume on. I'm going to throw on this fucking Panthro costume and just see what the fuck is what. I look at her Lion-O mask, and it's not even like, it doesn't even look like Lion-O. It looks like it's been melted just from not being used or unfolded for 4 years. So, like, it doesn't even form the shape of a Lion-O head. And the Panthro mask, it fits a human skull, but it's fucking mangled and it has permanent creases. So I put the costume on, and I'm ready now. We have our bowl of candy next to the fucking the door. I'm in a fucking Lion-O costume, and I have my fucking my commandments, my guiding principles that I will stick to when I open this fucking door. When I open this door, I'm gonna be Panthro, and you're gonna say fucking trick or treat. You're gonna say thank you, and if you do that without me fucking reminding you, you'll get an extra fucking piece. That's my fucking rule. I'll be a complete goofball asshole in a fucking costume that I shouldn't own, but I do because Amanda's thrifty and will buy fucking anything if it's cheap, apparently. I looked in the so-called gift closet, just basically shit that she's gotten like cheaply. We have like just a ton of fucking like child's toys. She just fucking found it cheaply. Like, if we ever have to buy a gift for some, you know, some kid, you know, we have something we could give if we need to. So what we do here is I have my fucking Panthro costume on, and I'm gonna open the door, and that's gonna be what it is. So I'm wearing this rubber fucking mask and this fucking costume. That is like a full body fucking costume. I got my fucking just over my jeans. I'm wearing this like form fitting fucking fake muscled suit. And I'm waiting. And nobody's coming by. I have the lights on outside. I have the fucking lights on in every room. I made it the house as approachable as possible. Nobody. Nobody fucking shows up. Amanda's almost done with the meal. Night? It's time to eat. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I gotta eat, and I'm not gonna just fucking, you know, try and do it through a mask. I'm just take the fucking mask off, and I start eating, and I hear the fucking doorbell.
Oh, of course.
So now I'm like, fuck. I have like a bowl of food on my lap. I'm sitting on the couch. I put the bowl down. I'm like, I'm coming. I'm trying to do my Panthro voice and shit. I'll be there real soon, Lion-O. And my whole plan was I'm gonna fucking call them Lion-O, no matter what the fuck they're dressed up as. I'm going to say, what are you supposed to be, Lion-O?
Is that Bill Panthro Cosby?
No, that's a dead-on Panthro voice.
Okay.
What are you supposed to be, Lion-O? I'm Iron Man. Well, that's a good costume, Lion-O. What the fuck do you have to say to me, little kid? Anyway, so I'm scrambling. The mask had Velcro shit. I guess it ripped when I took it off. It won't come back on. They're pounding on the door. I say, fuck it. I throw the mask down. I'm sweaty as shit because I've been wearing this for like 30 minutes. So now I have like sweat dripping, greasy fucking hair. And my face, I have beads of sweat coming down my fucking cheeks. And I'm wearing the lower part of a fucking Panthro outfit, which is basically a fucking jumpsuit with Thundercat markings. And like it has like the fucking built-in Panthro fucking underwear, and I have jeans under it, so it's a little rumpled. The zipper part is a little flared out. It looks like I might be a little excited. It's pretty fucking hideous. I open the door, and it's three kids that are probably at the end, I would say, of their trick or treating career. You know, they've put up some numbers in the past, but now they're just about to be over with. They're gonna hang up their fucking pillowcases after this year. It's not going well for them. So they're gonna do it one last time just for the old bullshit, whatever the fuck. Anyway, so they're there. It's some girl has like a fucking, I don't know, like a bee antenna head fucking band. I don't know. It's like girls don't have to fucking wear anything. They just wear like cat ears.
Yep.
Or like fucking bumblebee antennas and like I don't know, like fucking rerun suspenders. So she had fucking the bumblebee antenna and like rerun rainbow suspenders, and I hear her say trick or treat. And then I see the other two kids fucking just stick out their bags. And I look at the first kid who's closest to the door. And he's just got, like, I think he's a vampire. He's got a pale face and blood near his mouth. And he's wearing, like, a suit. I don't know what the fuck he was supposed to be. And I didn't even ask him because I'm fucking kind of mortified that I'm still halfway doing the Panthro voice. I'm like, my whole plan is crumbling. I had fucking a strict edict. I was like laid out what I was going to do. I'm like, oh, what are you, don't you have something to say? And the kid just kind of looks at me and I'm like, look, it wasn't that long ago I did this shit. I know what I would say if I walked up to a stranger's house and wanted fucking candy. Kid goes, oh, trick or treat. Sorry, it's been a few years. And I looked at the kid, and I said, I don't even know what the fuck you are. And I just took a Butterfinger and fucking slammed it in the goddamn pillowcase. I look at the girl. I'm like, you said it. You can take two pieces. And then I look at this other fucking kid, and he's wearing like 100% coverage of spandex. Like, you know the green thing, like I guess you would see at a fucking stadium. Some assholes decided to wear a fucking...
Oh, those full body things?
A full body green fucking thing. Except his was white. And he had a fucking necktie on. That's all. That was his whole costume. It's like, look, what shit could we find in our drunk dad's closet?
Did he have a suit on or is it just a necktie?
Just like a tie.
Oh, I was going to say he might have been going for Slender Man, but apparently not.
I wouldn't have known.
No, probably
and,
not.
And I looked at him, and like, you can't see any fucking facial features on this guy's, like, obviously, because he's covered with spandex, but, like, you would think it would look like a mannequin's face with no paint. Like, this shit was so tight that it was just a fucking slope of spandex from his forehead to his mouth. It was just that fucking tight. There was no indent for his eyes. It was, and I said, can you even fucking see? And the kid goes, barely. I'm like, walk on the grass. Don't walk on my fucking... My steps are crooked as shit. Just walk on the... Go across the grass. I don't give a fuck. Goes, okay. Okay. And he just walks across the grass. Fucking leaves. And so I'm like... You know what? Goat Weed in the chat room is suggesting that he has the Spandy Zentai suit. However, it was exactly that, except... The suit kept going until it was over his entire fucking head. It was covering his neck, his fucking face, the scalp, ears, everything. It was just like there must be a zip in the back. He just fucking crawls into the goddamn thing. Yeah, so shut the door, and now I'm frantically trying to get the Panthro mask on because I need to get my fucking game back on. I need to get back on my shit. Gonna do practice my Panthro voice. I didn't call these kids Lion-O. I fucked up. I gave two pieces to the kid in the spandex. I felt fucking bad that he's probably gonna die after getting hit by a fucking Mercury Topaz. I just felt really terrible. So I tried to get on my game, and I rigged something up. I tied the fucking elastic in back of it because the fucking Velcro was just I had ripped it off when I got my dinner. And I wore it for about 30 more minutes. Took the fucking mask off. Look out through a window. Nobody's out. No kids are walking around. I look. It's about 9 o'clock. And I'm like, well, fuck this. Take the goddamn costume. And I'm like, you know what? I have this. I'm not gonna wear this fucking costume ever again. So I decide that I'm gonna FaceTime our buddy Germ Freak. Throw the mask on, tie it up. I FaceTime Germ Freak, and he just looks at me and he's like, "What the fuck? What are you wearing, dude? What are you wearing? What are you wearing?" And I just spent the whole time on FaceTime just showing him my fake muscles and reminding him that I'm swole as fuck. I'm like, "I'm swole as fuck right now, Lion-O. The fuck you doing with your bald ass? Look at my motherfucking abdomen, Lino. I'm swole, motherfucker. And he's like, well, seriously, where'd you get it? Where'd you get it? When'd you get that? Why do you have that? Who is that? Who is that? And he just spent the whole time fucking asking. Didn't get it. Wasn't amused by it. But I have a costume once. I wanted to. I was just fucking bored. So I made a video that has been posted on, I think, everything at this point. I posted on the Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. And it's fucking ridiculous. It's me in the goddamn Panthro suit, costume, wrinkled as fuck. And I just did this stupid bit where I pretended that Lion-O needed help with his iPad. I should have worked in the swole as fuck, though.
God damn it, Lion-O, why are you recording my motherfucking video on your goddamn iPad mini, Lion-O? Jesus Christ, it's bad enough. I gotta fix your motherfucking car every time the tire fall out, the goddamn axle break, mom now gets a bug up his ass and decides to fuck up your transmission. Now I gotta fix your motherfucking iPad. The fuck is you doing, Lion-O? Son of a bitch.
Now, if you watch this video, you go to our Facebook page, the Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That mask is just permanently and fucking irreversibly wrinkled. And that's just how it is. That's how it's always going to be. And I was considering approaching fucking children while wearing this fucking scary thing. This terrible fucking embarrassment of a costume. And I didn't have the mask on. So now picture my fucking face, my patchy beard, just completely drenched with sweat from being fucking denied oxygen for an hour with that fucking terrible mess, opening a door. And then probably my neighbors across the street just wondering what the fuck I do. What the fuck? Like, they probably hear me screaming songs and shit that I do here, the stupid shit that I do on the show. I don't know. Somebody on a sidewalk could probably, in theory, hear me if I yelled the oh snap shit in the beginning of the show. They could probably hear it if they're on my sidewalk. I don't know. But it just then the door opens and I'm wearing a fucking, like, what looks like Thundercats pajamas at this point. If I don't have the mask on, it looks like fucking pajama set. The fake ninja boots. I didn't have the nunchucks, though. I was a little upset.
Oh, you should have made some.
Are you telling me that my Panthro voice is not... is not good?
It's more like a Richard Pryor slash... actually, it's more Richard Pryor than Cosby.
I don't remember how Panthro sounds. Let me look at Panthro on YouTube just to see what the fuck he sounds like.
Panthro's more like, no, hey, Lion-O.
Hey, Lion-O. What the fuck is up your ass, Lion-O?
No, way too high. He had a deep voice.
This motherfucker right here walking around with a fur glove and a motherfucking magic buck knife. That shit ain't a sword, motherfucker. That shit a buck knife. Hold that up to your face. He's like you trying to scare somebody. Bitch ass hoe. I don't know.
Maybe if Panthro did a little bit of cocaine, that might be it.
Well, he's tired of fixing the broken axle every week. Fighting that fucking guy who looks like a frog. I have no idea. I just know I had a Thundercat enemy or a bad
Slive.
Guy. Is that who it was?
Yeah, Slive.
I know I had the fucking frog one. And I think there was a little magic thing. Like didn't they all have triggers on the back?
Where some, like, did. They had the action punch thing.
The frog one, one of his little scales was the switch.
He had the back scales, and you'd push it in, and you'd throw a punch.
Here's a Panthro tribute. I can only hope that he's fucking speaking.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Are you fucking... You know what, YouTube? You're not going to make a fucking 80s cartoon seem fucking badass by putting Metallica over. I'm sorry. I just want to hear how this fucking guy sounds. You know what? I should have known that it was fucking Panthro tribute. It's going to be a collage of fucking moments that this neckbeard thinks is fucking impressive and some fucking shitty metal.
I just sent you the outtakes. You can go to that one.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And there's definitely some Panthro in there.
The Thundercats outtakes.
Yeah.
89 to 80.
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
I want to see your tits, my dear. Motherfucker!
You fucking dog, yeah!
Shut the fuck up! Get over here, bitch.
Oh, see that? Get over
here, bitch.
Get over here, Lino.
But that's not how he sounded. He was just...
Run out the fucking plank, boys!
Come here,
that's
motherfucker.
That's Hammerhand.
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O!
Wait, actually, I think my fucking Panthro sounds like a deep version of Snarf. Hold on a second. Wait.
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O!
You gotta snap out of it, Lion-O! You working us too motherfucking hard in here, and we ain't got no health care benefits, no motherfucking 401k. This motherfucker coming out in here with a fucking orange tan and some bullshit ass motherfucking Kenny G hair with a magic buck knife. This motherfucker calls it a sword, staring through the motherfucking crystal he got in that bullshit.
Call the Thundercats before.
Shut up, you fuck.
And keep your foot off that blasted Samoflange.
Lino. All right, so maybe that's not.
A little deeper. Got to go a little deeper.
Let me just hear that shit again. Hold on.
Fuck.
And keep your foot off that blasted Samoflange.
What the fuck is a Samoflange?
And keep your foot off that blasted Samoflange, Lino. I don't know.
God.
I don't know. That's my fucking... You know, I don't give a shit. I actually like my fucking... My Panthro voice better than the real Panthro.
You know what you should do? You should find it...
I'm retired, motherfucker. I ain't fixing no motherfucking Thundercat castle. I ain't fixing... I don't give a fuck about... First off, fuck Mumra. Fuck Lion-O. Fuck Cheetah and Chitara and all those two little motherfuckers that be throwing whips and shit and rocks. Those two little pussy-ass motherfuckers thinking they gonna get up in the real fights. Got my nunchucks up in this motherfucker. Fuck a Lion-O. That's the only thing Panthro should be.
You should do an episode where you redub an old one.
Maybe I will.
With Panthro having that voice, it would be great.
I might actually just take the costume out. And just sit on the couch and act like I'm on break.
Just
you Lion-O thinks out. I'm gonna be tinting out the motherfucking Thundercat mobile. He got his head up his motherfucking ass today. That Lion-O. I don't know. The costume is fucking never coming out again. But I think I will redub a fucking Thundercats episode.
I'll help you on that
with my take on the Panthro voice.
Yeah, I'll do Lion-O.
Let's hear you do a Lion-O.
I gotta think of a voice first.
You know, you fucking just
Lion-O
feel
just,
it.
He talks like a Boy Scout. He's just like, we have to go find the Robert Burbles, and if we don't find them, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Man, like, why the fuck does it have to be we all the time? You got a hard-on for those little furry motherfuckers, and you could take your faggot ass out into the goddamn jungle and look for these little bullshit assholes. That's what I'm thinking. We got to do this. Or I think maybe I'll just fucking leave the entire episode. Because I don't think Panthro was a real major fucking player.
Yeah, it was. It was in every single episode,
but
man.
He didn't have as many lines. Did he?
There were episodes completely about Panthro.
Really?
Yeah. He had a couple like where it was just him.
And also, why does he look like a fucking pit bull? He doesn't look like a fucking cat.
I don't know what kind of cat he is, because I don't know what kind of bald cats there are with pointy ears like that.
That's how you know he's the black fucking Thundercat.
Yeah, he's bald.
He's got a shaved head.
He's got spike suspenders.
Does not give a fuck. He's not trying to be coaxed off of his brake to fucking retread the goddamn tires on the fucking Thundercat mobile.
The anime version was pretty good, though.
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, they redid it a couple years ago, and they kind of... They changed a lot of the storyline, but actually, Panthro got his fucking arms cut off. It's crazy.
I'm supposed to change the air filter in this bitch without no motherfucking arms, Lion-O?
Yeah, and then he got a cybernetic arms from the Robear Burbles, but they were all fucked up, and they'd like they'd go Mr. Fantastic style and like stretch, and then they'd up and just start going limp, and he'd have these big long limp arms that he couldn't use.
I don't know.
It was crazy. And but the one thing that they did fix that was perfect, they made Snarf an animal that didn't talk.
Oh, that would
Snarf did not talk at all.
Snarf talking was pretty fucking bad.
It was the most annoying
Lion-O!
Yeah, that was perfect. You nailed Snarf. Much better Snarf than Panthro.
Listen, I destroyed Panthro, okay? I crushed that fucking impression. Crushed it, Steve. Come on.
And then Tigra was exactly the same shit as Lion-O. I think it was the same guy doing the exact same voice.
He just keeps reading.
Yeah. Old school Rankin Bass cartoons.
They did that? They were...
Yeah, you know what else they did? They did the original...
They did the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all those Christmas shits.
And they did The Hobbit, the old school animated Hobbit.
Didn't see it. Didn't give a shit.
That's the first... That's the only thing I knew about the Lord of the Rings.
First of all, fuck Thundercats. And also, fuck anything Hobbit... Hobbit related and fucking Lord of the Ring fucking related. I don't give a fuck. I have zero interest in that shit. Zero. So fuck that, Steve. I refuse to watch it. You know what? I saw that you were arguing with our friend Barb on Facebook about, I think she said that she had a refusal for watching anything Star Wars related, because she kind of had an aversion to some people, or maybe just a specific person who was like deeply into it. So she feels like she's so disgusted by those people or that person that she's just fucking avoiding it. Have you ever had that feeling about anything?
Not that I can think of offhand. I mean, even if I did, I don't know. Like, I've even watched the Twilight movies just to give it the benefit of the doubt. Ugh. I mean, they were terrible. Don't get me wrong. They were bad. But I gave it the benefit of the doubt and watched... I watched two of them. I think I skipped one.
When we went to a lot of movies, Amanda and I, but we haven't really gone too frequently lately, but she picked... When it was her pick, she picked Twilight. She's like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. She said it was based on books about vampires. She had no knowledge of it. And so she's like, well, we'll watch it. I'm like, okay, I think it's kind of girly, but vampires, whatever. And we watched it, and it was a pile of shit. And we both decided it's just not for us. So we didn't... You know, we didn't
see... It's really not for anybody.
We didn't see any of the other ones. She didn't get fucking caught up in it, had to read the books or see any of the other movies. But it's like... I didn't really know about it, but I think if I did know about it, or at least had the full view of the following of that movie, I would have avoided it. I would have fucking just avoided it having been exposed to some of the
I was exposed to some of the people who were fans, and I tried watching the first movie, and I couldn't get past like 45 minutes. Yeah. I think the movie was like maybe 2 hours long, and it was just like staring. The whole thing was just like dumbass staring at each other. I'm like, what is with this? Like,
just like
creepy.
Really a stern face and like a fucking a statement. And then a fucking worried face staring. And then a question. A stern face and then an answer. A worried face and a question.
Kristen has more than one emotion. Yeah. Kristen Stewart has the exact same face.
Yeah, we're really, you know, that shit is fucking as old as the hills. I mean, it's not that I want to just avoid popular shit because it's popular. I'm not going to avoid something because it's got a huge following and I just want to be this outsider who likes like fucking unpopular things. I'll avoid something, however... because its following is fucking embarrassing.
That's true.
And I get that same sense with Lord of the Rings. I get that sense with fucking Twilight.
See, I like
I get
a lot
that
of,
sense
like, I,
with fucking Star War, or Star Trek. I like Star Wars.
Yeah. See, Star Trek has an embarrassing following.
Star Trek is a fucking just an embarrassing following.
Yeah.
To the point where I think like if you start talking Star Trek and you have a fucking like a heated debate about it, Like, that's a fucking... Like, I've never seen anything Star Trek related. I never will, because I now refuse to watch it. It's because I'm a fucked up person. Okay? That's me. I mean, this isn't something I think people should do, but I just have a fucking aversion to it based on the fact that every time I've been exposed to somebody who's into it, they fucking nitpick about the most frivolous fucking boring shit.
See, that ruins it to me. Like, that's why I don't like really getting into discussions about shit like that. Because I think that it ruins the movie for you. Like, when there's all those people out there that, like, explain plot holes in movies. Like, maybe you like the movie, and then they explain every single plot hole in the movie. Like, why didn't they just do this? Why didn't they just do this? It's like Indiana Jones, you know, like, in the first Indiana Jones. Like, he wasn't necessary.
I mean, I don't mind...
The Germans would have just gotten the Ark and opened it and killed everybody. So what was Indiana Jones' point in that?
And that's great. And I don't mind the fucking... he didn't know what was going to happen. He thought it would be like a... He thought that their plan would come to fruition. And he didn't realize that... Well, I guess he did at the end. Don't look. And then...
Yeah, because he hid.
That's true. But the thing is, I don't fucking mind a discussion of plot holes. I fucking hate... A fervent argument that's based on I know this obscure fact and you don't.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. That's why I didn't
read this fucking book that was based in between fucking two of the movies that we both saw. So I guess you're the fucking historian on this fucking fake world. Fuck you. I now hate the shit.
Yeah, that's like the people that like speak Klingon or speak Elvish from
Holy
Lord of the Rings.
Shit.
You can't
fucking tell me that shit isn't annoying.
I think that's completely awful. And even knowing those people are out there, it makes me like less inclined to watch it. But, you know, I watch stuff on my own and draw my own conclusions, and I don't even care what anybody else has to say, and I'll ignore anybody that, you know, tries to push a fucking opinion down my throat.
I mean, I have definite series of movies I'm just never going to see. I'm never going to see Lord of the Rings. I'm never going to see anything Star Trek related. I considered seeing like the new Star Treks, but I just didn't give a fuck enough to do it.
They were pretty good. Well, I didn't see the new.
I refused to watch, and this is fucking a lot of people say.
Reboot was pretty good.
A lot of people say this is ridiculous, but I refused to watch James Bond, and I don't know why at this point. I've never fucking seen it. I've never been interested in it. I just don't give a fuck.
I almost
caved with fucking Skyfall, but never got around to seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the 80s Bonds, and I really haven't watched anything since Roger Moore.
I can't be fucking bothered. I don't care. I mean, I don't, I guess, you know what, I realize I'm an asshole. How about that? I know that I have a problem. I know that that's not good behavior. I know that that's not...
That's extreme antisocial behavior.
What, just refusing to see 35 fucking movie series?
Yeah, because people like them.
No, because I don't give a fuck if the guy's car can fucking shoot ink into a fucking Asian dude's eye. I don't give a shit.
That sounds like a great movie. What the hell movie are you talking about?
That's actually happening in the next James Bond. No, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I just don't give a shit about that, about spy fucking movie. I don't know.
I'm not a big spy movie person either. I do like the Sherlock Holmes.
The Star Trek thing is based purely in the fact that I find the following to be 100% embarrassing.
Yeah, and you know what? New one, there's a new one out there that has a very embarrassing following. And I would have to say it's Doctor Who.
It's getting there. Yeah,
it's bad because I have people on my.
It's not in my sphere of awareness too much.
Yeah, well,
but when I hear about it, it just seems like a fucking embarrassing thing.
Now, I think it's cool for the people in Britain because that's like, you know, that's like their series that a lot of sci-fi shit came from. You know, like there was Red Dwarf was another one, but it's like people now that we have BBC America. And Doctor Who came on, and people just instantly, overnight, turned into these super fans of Doctor Who. And now on Facebook, I have like 3 and 4 different people just posting everything from Doctor Who, and you know, like people repost George Takei. Now it's Doctor Who instead of George Takei, and it's
you have some kind of a spite in you for like people that fucking repost shit. Like you, this isn't This isn't the first time you fucking mentioned negatively someone just reposting George Takei.
Well, I because all right, here's the thing.
That's your go-to thing to like to really it cut is, somebody because, down.
No, because there's people out there, and I have I'd say at least three on my Facebook friends. One is basically repost everything every day that George Takei posts. Like I see, you know, it has two entries under the post.
Yeah.
And one is George Takei and one is this other person on my friends list on Facebook. And I'm like, dude, you know, you've reposted this shit so many times. If people care enough and like it enough, they'll just go follow George Takei. You don't need to repost every single thing that he reposts.
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
I mean, but
I would go through a culling of Facebook friends, and that person would be just fucking outside the cut. They would be gone.
Yeah.
What value do you get from this person?
It was an old coworker, real smart IT guy, not really outwardly nerdy. I would never expected him to be like that.
Sure.
But here's the thing: he's like a very like conservative Republican, and he reposts everything by George Takei, and I'm like, dude, like, don't you know that conservative Republicans usually hate gay people? You know, it's not like, I mean, not all
that's,
of them.
That's a little fucking dumb, though, to say that.
But most of the people that
I mean,
are
a lot of the shit George Takei posts is like a fucking a stop sign that got fucking caught in cement and a fucking like a motorcycle wrapped around it, and the guy in shorts is grabbing his balls, and it's like, OMG, Mondays. Like, it's all the stupidest fucking macro image bullshit. I mean, that is funny once. You know, it's not like it's a fucking always a political commentary.
No. But the thing is, he'll only repost the stuff that's like funny, but won't repost any of the political stuff that he says. That's like the one thing he won't repost.
So you want him to post everything?
If he's really going to be like that, I mean, why not just go 100%?
Now he's giving you his taste for Takei. He's filtering it down, showing you what he likes.
Sounds a little naughty.
He loves it.
Yeah. But anyway, I think the reposting shit. I mean, a lot of people are just like reposting stuff, and this happened to me the other day. I think there's a certain etiquette to it. You know, like you shouldn't repost 100% or close to 100% of shit that other people post. You know, like okay, we get it. You like this guy, you like what he posts. All right, if we think it's funny, we'll have followed him by this point. And then the other day, I posted something. It was just like a bit from Shark Tank. It was pretty cool. It was like this guy that had an invention for farmers, and he's talking about it, and like, you know, he's like talking about how he doesn't want to really hike up the prices to screw over farmers, and like all the sharks are like, well, you can't raise your end costs, so we're not going to go with you. And the one dude who I don't even know who this dude was, he looked like Chuck Norris invested in the guy, and. The guy's talking about how him and his dad came up with it, and the one guy goes, you know, and tell your father he's a great guy. He's like, well, I can't because he died in 1984. I was like, damn, yeah, that's pretty powerful. So, you know, I reposted it.
And this is the one you posted where the guy had, like plastic garbage cans with holes in them around the trees? Like,
yeah,
like little domes around the root ball, kind of? And then a sprinkler underneath so that the water doesn't just fucking blow away. It just stays contained and he doesn't waste water. Okay, I saw that you posted.
It was
that.
Basically to like take your irrigation instead of spending, you know, 2,500 gallons of water.
So, yeah, you shared that.
You go to 800. I shared it.
Yeah. And you put a comment on it, something like, we need more people like this. Some
I'm like, this guy
some
cares.
Some fucking, you know, dime store sentimental shit exactly. You smeared on it. Some fucking garden variety bullshit you just fucking attached to this video.
Yeah, and it was something I got from a website, so it's not like...
You just fucking shit some fucking tender-hearted words all over this fucking moment that you found on YouTube and just put it on Facebook.
So 13 minutes later, I've talked about him, my chiropractor friend that got all huffy when I called him a quack.
Oh, yeah.
He posts it, didn't repost it from me, You know, you can click share on other people's stuff, and it puts it out there, and it says,
yeah,
Steve the LARPer.
When you share, it does give some form of attribution.
Right. No, he just took the link. He didn't even take the link that I put up. He, like, tried to put his own version of the link at a different timestamp on YouTube and basically made up his own, like, plagiarized dime store. This is a
garden variety, tender-hearted, pussy-farted, motherfucking weak-willed bullshit.
Right.
About America and needing people like this. And right, farmers being the backbone or some fucking bullshit you wrote.
Right.
I want to read the actual quote that you fucking wrote. Do you have it?
Yeah, I can find it. Give me a minute.
I'll look for it. You can keep going on. Tell me about this fucking guy that stole your shit.
Yeah, so I call him out on it, and I'm like...
Oh, here it is. If the link doesn't skip ahead, go to 32 minutes, 46 seconds. I wish more Americans were like this man. He deserves all the success in the world.
Right, so...
That's what you fucking wrote on that.
Yeah, so then 13 minutes later, he posts, fast forward to 32:46. This man is pure inspiration, and America needs men like this.
Wow, that's like 95% of what you wrote. It's the same sentiment, the same fucking timestamp.
Yeah, so I call him out on it, and I go,
well, who posted it first?
Me, by 13 minutes.
Oh, so 13 minutes later, that's what he writes. And it's,
right.
And it's not, it doesn't say shared from you.
Right, it just said...
Because I'm looking at your post, and it says, like, there's comments and people that liked it.
But no shares.
But no shares.
Right.
This grimy, back-popping, fucking quack motherfucker.
See, I think there's a degree
Lifted your link to show, like, he just came up with this fucking feeling he's going to put out there. I'm just going to put out some fucking vibes for my clients.
Yeah, so I call him out on it. I go, damn, dude, you could have just hit share from the link that I posted. He responds, huh? I did. So I said, I don't see a via me in there. And he goes, oh, whatever. I'm sorry. I give all the credit in the universe to Steve the LARPer. I'm like, all right, guy, whatever. And then I said, I give credit to the website that I got it from.
It's fucking tablet culture at its best.
That's exactly what it is.
Sons of bitches. Just fucking taking shit. Like fucking reworking your fucking quote.
Yeah, now...
He changed like two words. Fucking cheesy motherfucker. If he wasn't a chiropractor, I would not be as mad as I am. I just... Anytime I clicked on that guy's link, like his profile, because apparently... Yeah. He has it open to the public. You can just view his shit. And every time I see a fucking picture of this guy, I feel like I hear pure moods in the background.
Oh.
And him telling me something about fucking electromagnets and alignments.
He's really bad because he after like game five of the World Series, he's like, you know what? And he's a Yankees fan. He goes, I'm cheering for Boston in this one. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I really can't cheer for the Yankees when they have Alex Rodriguez playing on the team. I'm like, do you even realize that David Ortiz has been accused of shit for years and years and is on the team that you're now cheering for? And he basically said something like, well, my girlfriend's a Red Sox fan, so I have to be. I'm like, dude, that you have no
backbone. Weak-willed motherfucker.
Wait, did you say
he had no backbone? That's pretty ironic.
Why?
Because he's a chiropractor. Steve, I just don't think I can root for the Yankees. Because we need more people like that fucking farmer who basically invented big solo cups for trees. Patented fucking solo cups. I can't even listen to this shit. You ever hear music and you get a smell associated with it?
It smells like a dirty rain. Deep Forest. I like Deep Forest.
Yeah, this shit smells like fucking like aromatherapy candles and hot stones.
It's like
fucking terrible.
Charcoal.
Yeah, I can't do that. Fuck that. Yeah, I hate your chiropractor friend. I don't like him one goddamn bit.
he's getting there. He's getting close to off.
Just boom, done. Unfriend.
No, but it's almost fun just to make him mad. That's okay. Why I think I keep him on there.
You should just just comment on everything he does. And just tell him he should reject tablet culture.
No, he calls me very contrary. He's called me contrary many times.
Really?
I'm
actually interesting.
I'm waiting for him to get rid of me. I think that's what my ultimate goal is. I want to get knocked off of his Facebook.
Oh, shit. Man, so you had your fucking Facebook status plagiarized.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe you should bury the hatchet, Steve. It is, you know, the holidays are upon us. I think maybe you should go ahead and go to heroestalk.com/Amazon and click over to Amazon from the Heroes Talk website. Look up the guy's fucking wish list. I know that he's got one. A sensible person does. A sensible adult who doesn't want a fucking sweater or some bullshit gadget that people think you're going to use will have a fucking wish list on Amazon, because if someone's going to buy you a gift, they're gonna try and figure out something that you'd want. So years ago, I solved this problem, got an Amazon wish list, and I'm like, this is the shit that I'm into if you're going to buy me a Christmas present, mom or sis or anybody in my family. This is the shit that I'd like to receive. Nothing extravagant. A couple DVDs and a goddamn rubber vagina. No.
I'll take the rubber vagina. I don't care.
You know what? Mom, if you're listening, my buddy Steve needs a rubber fucking rocket. All right? He needs a place to shove it.
And hey, why is it so bad for guys to have one, but girls talk about, like,
because it's fucking disgusting. Because you have to turn it inside out and fucking hose your fucking seed out of it. I will never fucking own one of these. Ever. Ever, ever.
You just wear a condom, can't
you? You know, when Ed used to call in, Frank would ask Ed the worst possible questions about this. He used to say, when you're using it and you're done, did you ever accidentally just see yourself in the mirror and fucking cry? when you try to rinse your fucking jizz out of a fucking neon blue snatch. That kind of looks like a snatch. Turn it inside out. Oh, it's dishwasher safe. Yeah. Just like everything, you fuck.
Yeah, I'll just throw that in there with my teacups and...
the worst.
Dirty dinner plates.
But go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Easy way to do your holiday shopping. And the best way to support our network of podcasts with such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, and Bug Zapper Radio. Bug Zapper Radio is doing a show tomorrow night, if you're listening live. And if you're not listening live, if you're listening to this at some other point that isn't Tuesday evening, you should just go to heroestalk.com, subscribe to all the shows on iTunes or whatever else, and let the hosts know what you think of it. Good or bad, it's always a good feeling to know that somebody listened and either loved it or fucking hates our guts. I like both of those almost the same.
Yeah.
But liking it a little more.
Listen, usually the people that hate
heard your show folks. Sucked dick. Worst thing I've ever heard. Hey, man, thanks for doing the show. That positive one slightly edges out the fucking visceral hate mail. However, I do prefer that you listen and enjoy. I don't know, Steve. Oh, Jesus Christ. I had a fucking borderline foamy piss. Right before the show.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Wait, what does borderline mean? It's either foamy or not foamy.
Somewhat foamy.
Yeah.
The foam dissipated quickly. It didn't hang out long enough.
That happens sometimes.
You know what? Have you had foamy pisses?
Not in a long time, but I used to. That was a get. Like, you ever play like games when you piss? You know, like. There's like a speck on the toilet, and you try to piss it away.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, well, like you turn pissing into like a carnival game.
Well, you got to have some entertainment.
You got to make your own fun.
Exactly. Make time for fun.
Make time for fun. Copyright even Clayton.
Copyright Clayton, 2013.
So what you're saying, you had a foamy piss related game?
Yeah, you try to get 100%. I mean, it's you know.
Wait, what do you mean 100%?
Like the whole surface area of the water.
Entirely foam the surface of the water. I've never had enough foam to be able to do that, but I've definitely tried to see how much foam surface I could create.
Yeah, I think I've done it like maybe 3 times ever, get that 100% foam coverage. Jesus. But I think that usually happens after you like recently clean the toilet.
Oh, you think it's a reaction to the like the soap?
Blue cleaner the shit.
Fucking chemical shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank used to talk about his foamy piss. Said it looked like a like fucking cotton candy.
Oh, no, it wasn't like it wasn't foam coming out. I mean, it's foam like the water foams. You know, it's still a stream coming out. It's not like blowing bubbles out of your gags.
Disgusting. Absolutely the worst. You know, it's easy. Pissing is an easy thing. You just fucking ladies don't know. They sit down. They just fucking wait it out, I guess. You know, you got to get settled in. You fucking, once you hear the water, like it's possible to do it without even seeing where you are. You just, if you get a real lucky, like, have you ever pissed in total darkness, Steve? You walk into the don't even turn the light on, just fucking piss.
I've sat down and pissed in the total darkness just because I was tired and lazy and just like woke up and had to piss.
See, I've always heard but never understood the female complaint of or demand for putting the seat back down.
They put the seat back up for us?
You know what? I don't even think that's it. I just think I don't understand it because I never fucking put the seat up. Every time I piss, I never fucking put the seat up.
But you don't think there's like splash up even if you don't.
Oh, there definitely is. There definitely
is up splash from that.
Probably, but it gets cleaned. I'll clean it later. I am so good.
How much longer is later?
You know, start to get a little wild. Couple weeks. I have such fucking flawless aim. Dead center every time. Every fucking time I go in the dark sometimes. And just piss. And if I sometimes let me just be honest, there have been disasters, especially in the realm of dark pissing,
like completely missing the toilet.
When that first fucking gush hits tile or something like that, now you got to turn the lights on and all grogginess is done.
What, you're awake. Pissed, you're gonna like tie it in a knot and then turn the light and then go back.
Oh, you got to pinch it off and at least fucking, you know, shore up your fucking
unit. Oh, that's damage, man. You're doing damage.
And you fucking hit the switch and then correct your aim. But like some, you know, I think for the times when it works, it's so satisfying that it's worth the very few times that you have to fucking correct the damage. I don't know. I never fucking put the seat up. I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. My toilet is so clean. It's clean as fuck is what I would say.
All right.
I never understood that shit. However, if I'm drunk at a goddamn bar, I truly don't care where it goes. I don't think anybody does.
Oh, at the bar? That's why bar bathrooms. You never take a shit in a bar bathroom, ever.
No, you never fucking make contact with it. But I do, like, I'll lean against something so that, like, the world isn't moving. Have you ever been so drunk that the surroundings seem to be moving? I've been so drunk that the fucking toilet doesn't appear to be in the same spot. And I have to do the Ivan Drago and piss into the one in the middle.
No, I've had the one where like the toilet doesn't move but everything else and me is moving.
Jesus, the vision is just tunnel vision on the fucking toilet.
Exactly, exactly.
And the world is oscillating around the fucking right, the drain of that right, bowl.
Right. Like I can focus like that. I'm good at focusing like that, but I don't know if that's even focusing, but
I was reminded of this fucking game they used to have. There was a piss simulator, like a drunken piss simulation game. Where it just shows like two shoes in front of a fucking bowl and then a stream. And you have to move your mouse to keep the fucking stream like on the fucking the crosshairs. I think I sent this to you.
Yeah, you keep the mouse in the center, right?
You played it, okay. And and each round is like progressively fucking worse.
Yeah. I mean, like round one.
Round right. one. Okay. You know. Oh, round my mouse moved a little. Oh shit. Well, let me get that corrected. Well, that. Round two, it's like, holy shit, this is pretty tough. Round three is just like what I imagine fucking your piss at the Atlantic City event after 3 40s of fucking Miller High Life.
Just, oh, that was fine.
Just fucking no idea where the fucking bowl is. It's just all over the fucking place.
No, that's why urinals are great.
I don't like a urinal.
You don't like a urinal?
I don't like a fucking urinal. I don't.
Urinals are great. You could like be like 10 feet back and still hit it. and get the little walk up. You could play that game too.
You know what? If I'm in a stall, nobody's going to fucking buddy up next to me and try that fucking small talk shit. And even more important, no drunk dude is going to fucking buddy up next to me and decide to talk to me by fully facing me while pissing.
I've never had that experience. I've always heard about,
you know,
people.
Why? Like, you know why? That. I've never had that experience because I don't fucking use urinals unless I have to. And I like, I like my privacy. I like to know that while I'm taking care of business, I can pull my fucking phone out, check my email, play a quick game of fucking Snood. I don't know. whatever the fuck I have on my phone. I can read some graffiti. Don't have to be shoulder to shoulder with some fucking pissing stranger.
That's true. You don't get the graffiti aspect at the urinal.
I do enjoy some bathroom graffiti. You don't see too much of it anymore.
No. Well,
I guess I'm pissing and shitting in bathrooms where people typically wouldn't. Like, I'm doing it at work. If you're writing graffiti on your fucking office bathroom,
that's great.
You're probably going to be fired eventually because you have terrible sensibilities. I don't know. Jesus Christ, Steve. Jesus Christ. The fuck is the matter with you?
Bilbo. Me.
Fucking Rankin and Bass. The first thing you think of is the fucking Hobbit movie.
No, the first thing I think of is Thundercats.
Well, no, you...
I just watched... It was like 2 days ago I watched this, and I didn't even realize it was Rankin and Bass until I just saw it again.
Oh, shit. You tried to tell me that... there was something about like a fucking Spock song or something.
The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins. Yeah, it's sung by Leonard Nimoy back in the day.
You gave me this fucking link. And you like this?
No, I just think it's one of those things that's, I don't know, a novelty on the internet.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, there's a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. Fuzzy woolly toes, lives in a hobbit hole, and everybody knows him. Bilbo,
Bilbo,
Bilbo.
Okay. What I want to know is, why doesn't he have his fucking full costume? Why doesn't he have the Spock ears?
Because he did it as Leonard Nimoy. That was his passion as Leonard Nimoy.
But he's got like the Spock haircut though.
Because that was probably his haircut for during the filming of the show. I mean,
so the makeup crew on fucking Star Trek was just like, just give him fucking pointy ears and he's good.
Right.
This guy looks so fucked up. Give him pointy ears. My favorite thing about this, Steve, is neither the audio nor the video. It's the comments that says, perhaps the lowest moment on Leonard Nimoy's life.
Probably true.
Posted 2005, after he's lost his parents, probably his buried loved ones, lost jobs, missed auditions, probably fucking had to get rid of a car that fucking stopped working. There have clearly been terrible things that have happened in Leonard Nimoy's life, and this person, his best guess is that this is the lowest moment in his life. I have no idea. Is this a Reddit thing? Did you pick this up on fucking Reddit?
No, I saw this a long time ago. It's like one of those, just like the Thundercats outtakes. That's like one of the first videos I think I've ever seen on the internet.
Yeah, the Thundercats outtakes is one of the first with those fucking G.I. Joe things. Body, oh, the body massage. Pork chop sandwiches, like that bullshit. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. People that redubbed the redubs.
Yeah. That was like the when internet video was just like kind of starting, but it was all like WMV clips. It was all downloadable fucking clips with Windows Media Player embeds on the website. No Flash fucking player, none of that shit. I remember the first time I saw a fucking embedded video that was a Flash applet or whatever the fuck you call it. I don't even know anymore. It was just some fucking broad singing in a computer hall or a library or something like that. And some guy gets tired of it and he smashes her in the head with a book. Clearly fake, but I loved it. And it just looped over and over and over again. And what, maybe 15 years later, Vine is that exact same fucking thing.
Yep, that's true.
7 seconds just looping forever. We've come a long fucking way. I still can't believe that this fucking video was posted. It was 2005 this shit was posted. It's probably one of the first YouTube videos.
Yep.
Holy shit. Yeah, it's really old. I don't know.
8 years old.
So just to recap, Halloween good, Facebook plagiarized, piss foamy, movies, fuck 'em. Anything else going on in your life, Steve? Any new changes? Anything you need to report? You okay? You good?
I'm good. I did have to break into my room the other night, though.
You had to break into your room?
Yeah, because I put a new lock on the door because there's some unsavory folk that live in my house.
What?
Let's not worry about that.
What? What do you mean unsavory folk?
In-laws, let's just say.
Oh, okay.
That I have absolutely zero trust with.
So you think people are gonna steal your shit?
I just don't trust this one person.
So you needed to feel more secure.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you decided to make a purchase. You've bought a new lock.
Yeah, I got an $8 lock at Home Depot. Very high quality.
Deadbolt. Bashed the door in. I can pick most locks.
Lots of the credit card.
I know when you're home and when you're not. Fucking frightening.
That was a frightening commercial with Dana Carvey as the lock picker.
No, it wasn't Dana Carvey.
I know. The guy was like Dana Carvey. But, yeah, so the other day I was like bringing up laundry, and I was going to bring up laundry and then go out and get coffee. And brought up the laundry.
I need to see this commercial.
Deadbolt. I just smashed the door in. I could pick most locks with a credit card.
That guy's so creepy, man.
Party on, Wayne.
I know when you're home and when you're not.
Yeah, Panther.
And I don't give a fuck which is which, Lionel. If you got a goddamn computer monitor. Oh, that's racist as fuck, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
This is the ADT SafeWatch Plus home security system.
Boom.
They were asleep. They didn't even know we was in the house.
It links your home to an ADT monitoring center where trained security professionals help monitor your home 24 hours a day.
If I had a family, I'd want to protect them from guys like me.
When trouble strikes, ADT can take action.
Police, there's a
ADT helps protect...
If I had a family... I'd want to protect him from guys like me sitting next to the fucking the jail toilet.
Yes, your family and home against break-ins and helps with medical emergencies.
You know what? That guy who did that, I know when you're home and when you're not, that should just be his reel. That's all he needs on his fucking reel. Oh, shit. I remember that commercial. You were frightening as fuck. Do you want the lead on the wire? You can have it. You can have it. You are a frightening man. I know when you're home and when you're not. Which one is he? Which one does he care about? Neither.
And fires. Call 1-800-ADT-INFO for affordable security for your home.
House and alarm
only
system.
$125 installed in 1995 for monthly monitoring.
The others you go for.
The house with an alarm system you skip. The others you go for.
Call 1-800-ADT-INFO. You don't want to confront trouble face to face.
Meanwhile, these guys are all in jail now.
Yeah, so they really can't do shit.
So all those houses without alarm systems that they went for, they either fucking... I don't know, man. Still, I don't need that dude in my fucking living room.
Yeah.
I knew you were home, and I didn't give a fuck. So you got what happened? You got your fucking ADT alarm system and became a house that you skip? Is that what happened, Steve?
Yeah, not really.
You bought a lock at Home Depot.
Yeah, I locked it, and of course there's a spare key. And I was so sure of myself that I would always have the key on me when I locked the door and walked out that I forgot both keys within the room that was locked.
I know when you're locked out.
Yeah.
And when you're not.
So I had to break in through my window, which was already kind of busted up, so the outside screen was kind of falling off. So I pulled that off and kind of, like, it's one of those like lever windows, you know, like you push it up all the way, and then you can lock it, then you can pull it down. So I pull out the screen, and it's a basement, so you know how the windows in a basement are at the very top of the wall?
Yes.
So I have, you know, I guess 8-foot ceilings. And so I had to sneak in. I had to basically unscrew the window and then try to fall my way into my bed because that's where the windows are. It's right by my bed. So I kind of had to project myself
off
the
window. That's a good decision. Put the cushy mattress underneath the fucking break-in window. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I made it in.
House with a mattress under the break-in window you go for.
Yeah, that's the one you go for. You go from my room. But I fit through the window somehow. I guess I'm more limber or less fat than I thought. It's probably more limber. But I got in.
So now what are you going to do to fucking prevent others from breaking into your window?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Why don't you just leave it open, in fact? Put a thin cheesecloth over it. Just... fucking, that'll scare him off.
That's basically what's there right now. It's got a one of those little tie rods, and you got a little curtain.
Jesus Christ,
that's what's blocking it off right now.
So you are purely worried about the curious person that would go down, open the door, and try to take
from
your shit.
From within the house. Yeah,
you trust the world and strangers and that guy in the ADT commercial more than you trust whoever's in your house right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So what did you do with the key so that you don't fucking do this again?
I put it in my car because I figured my car
did
will
you never... have that awesome plastic rock that's
no it's in my car.
Okay,
because I don't think anybody would rob my car because it's a piece of shit, and my car will never be locked in the basement.
That's true.
So I figured that was a good place.
But you may misplace your car key and be completely locked out of it.
No, because I have 3 spares. And another person has a spare, so...
Baby blue Grand Am with a car key inside you, go for it.
I don't have the baby blue Grand Am. Come on.
No, you have a fucking 1997 Honda...
99.
Civic? 99, okay.
99 Civic.
All right, very good.
Good
very
resale good. Value. Gets great gas mileage.
See, I'm glad you didn't, get permanently stuck and had to have part of your house cut down by the fucking fire.
See, I didn't want to break the door jamb. I was more. I'm like, I could take the window off probably and unscrew it. Yeah, I went with that option.
Yeah, you could have tried to pick it with a credit card, right?
No, because it's got that like piece of wood where you can't get in between the door and the side.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking about trying.
You
to
did
pick
say most locks and not all locks. Well, why don't we wrap this shit up, Steve? I'm glad you didn't get locked out totally. I think it was a very good thing. Episode 398 in the books. In the books, Lino!
Get close!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't quite know what we're going to do yet, but we're definitely going to do something for 400.
Word.
We'll see. I have a few ideas. I got to get on this shit quick, though. It's fast approaching.
You got 2 weeks.
400 episodes. I don't know, man. It's been a fucking tremendous run.
Has it?
I think so.
All right.
Fucking 2004 we started this shit. Jesus Christ. Anyway, Steve, thanks again for co-hosting the show. Is there anything you've got to say?
Tochmach tochbech.
Yeah, embarrassing. Thank you.